Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available. Always free. Always odd.
C is for your claws so sharp to me. R is for reports we seldom see. Why do we ignore creatures of myth and lore? P is even more puzzling monsters we adore. T is for tales passed through the years. I is for icons of all our fears. D is for discovery of strange creatures in every country. It's the cryptid corner on Odd to Newfoundland. Yeah.
So the good news is, unicorns are real. The bad news is, you're freaking hideous. Oh man, the real Siberian unicorn. Okay, Elasmotherium sibericum was an actual freaking, well, animal. Tens of thousands of years ago, unicorns did in fact exist. They were just more hideous than you'd ever imagine in real life. The Siberian unicorn looked more like a giant hairy rhino than at least a Frank horse. It's fed its 6.5 foot, 4 ton frame by eating lots of grass. So there you go. Unicorns are very, very real. But isn't it interesting how they kind of became the representation, you know, of LGBTQ? And I think it's really interesting that it's become part of our pop culture as well. And far back as I can remember, I remember unicorns being a part of just about every single freaking cartoon when I was growing up. You know, in particular, My Little Pony was massive and still is today. It has a cult following as usual, because most cool things do. But there's other things as well. I'm actually a fan of JRPGs, which are role-play games, you know, like Final Fantasy and stuff like that. There's almost always been a version of a unicorn in all these games, whether you're fighting one or maybe even having one on your team. So I look at this creature, and I got to give my own opinion. It's beautiful. It's unique. It looks like every other horse, but is a little bit different than other horses. Sound familiar? People say it's not a real thing. I know it's real. So, we have a fossil record of this thing. It's just not as pretty as what we think it is. But do real unicorns actually exist? Is it possible that a white horse with a giant horn on its head exists? Well, if I told you that there is a large mammal that lives in the sea that has a giant horn on its head, it would be probably less realistic because, let's face it, we have things like on land, like goats and you know, giraffes too. Giraffes got horns. So I think about these animals that have horns and stuff on land, and if I was to tell you that unicorns are real, it's far more believable than if I was to tell you, you know, narwhals are real. Because they are real too, and they're mammals. So, you know, what about all the people who claim to have seen unicorns? And here's the thing. There's actually a large group of people out there who hunt these things. No different than Bigfoot or fairies or anything. I wonder, is it possible that we have a misidentification thing going on here? Or is there some gene within horses that make them grow that horn? I think it's very possible. I look at large, you know, animals, ungulate, stuff like that, like moose and bison and all these things. Like, they all have horns. Is it possible to have a single horn as a mutation? And the answer is yes. It's been documented on every single mammal species right across the board. So how cool is it that the unicorn could be very real? Here's the kicker. There's another version of the unicorn, too, called the Pegasus. Apparently one that has wings on its back. And I think a lot of people kind of mess that up and mix them together by accident. These are two completely different cryptids. One is actually part of mythology, which is Pegasus. Unicorns aren't really part of mythology, though. Although single-horned animals, you know, were a lot, especially in the Odyssey, stuff like that. So I think that there's definitely a fascination there with this animal because it's so very possible for it to be real. I think it's awesome that there's people out there who are researching this stuff. And I also think it's really cool there's a fossil record of an animal that could very much well be. Could the modern-day unicorn be a descendant of that, you know, hairy rhino thing? Like, I wonder if that's a possibility as well. Anyhow, guys, unicorns, real or not, 100% deserve to be a part of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast's Cryptid Corner. Thank you so very much for taking the time today. Enjoy the rest of the episodes.